At the Girls State Softball Tournament yesterday in Class 1A first round play, Martinsdale St. Mary's down Lamar's Galen Catholic 6-1. Charter Oak Ute scored a run in the top of the seventh inning and made that stand up in a 4-3 win over Newell Fonda. Earlham beat Marquette Catholic 8-0 and Don Bosco over Mason City Newman Catholic 7-6. In Class 2A first round action yesterday, Trainer a 6-0 winner over Wayne as Trainer got 6 runs. Only 2 of them were earned as Wayne committed 4 errors in that ball game. Good pitching performance by Madison Keezer for Trainer. She went the distance, allowing just 3 hits and striking out 10 in picking up the victory in that game. A 4-for-4 game for Alex Snyder leading off in the lineup for the Cardinals as she scored 3 runs in her capacity. Also, Kate Killinger, a 2-for-4 performance with 3 runs knocked in. 2-for-3 day for Maddie Jacobson, and she scored a couple of runs as well to help out the Trainer offense as the Cardinals move on into the semifinals in 2A. Also in 2A first round action yesterday, Durant 3-0 over Denver. Des Moines Christian made quick work of Emmitsburg 11-0 in 5 innings. Sumner Fredericksburg doubled up Van Meter 4-2. Also yesterday in 3A first-round action, Solon over Waukon 8-2 and Esterville Lincoln Central an 8-2 winner over East Marshall. All those winners moved to the semis. Also in action today, the rest of the first round will be held as Bondurant Farrar plays Davenport Assumption and Mid Prairie faces Ballard this morning in Class 3A. In 4A action this afternoon, Clear Creek Amana plays West Delaware. Indianola faces Winterset. Dallas Center Grimes plays Bishop Heelan Catholic, while Carlisle faces Washington. Also in Class 5A, Ankeny plays Marshalltown. Ottumwa battles West Iowa City West. Pleasant Valley plays Dowling Catholic, and Des Moines East will face Davenport West, all in Fort Dodge. The Rolling Hills Conference announced its all-conference softball selections for the season just completed yesterday afternoon. Among the first team picks, a couple of pitchers, both named unanimous selections to the first team, Rachel Smith of Exira EHK and Ashley Walker of Walnut. Also, a couple of catchers were first teamers, Jasmine Ruckman of Orient Maxburg and Emily Mitchell of Walnut. All the infielders were unanimous picks, and they include Stacy Mortensen of Exira EHK, Peyton Ball of Glidden-Ralston, Katie Weiss of Walnut, and Josie Anzalone of Walnut. The outfielders also were all unanimous picks, and they include Katie Clark of Adair Casey, Aaron Doherty of Cam, and Kristen Clockseam of Glidden-Ralston. Anna Ewalt of Glidden-Ralston was the utility player on the first team. Second team selections include pitcher Tara Gwynn of Orient Maxburg, catcher Chancey Nelson of Exira EHK. Infielders include Jordan Bach of Glidden-Ralston, Haley Bloom of Walnut, Macy James of Adair Casey, Alex McAfee of Cam, and Shannon Eads of Orient Maxburg. The second team outfielders are Alyssa Becerra of Walnut, Allie Hosfeldt of Cam, and Claire Paulson of Exira EHK, while Dakota Brockman of Walnut was the utility player on the second team. Among the honorable mention selections from Adair Casey, Robin Walhood, also Elizabeth Mulder and Jessica Eblin. From Orient Maxburg, Shelby Roberts, Lisa Moss, and Crystal Patton. From Cam, Michaela Schwenke, and from Exira EHK, Kennedy Madsen. They were all honorable mention selections. A boys baseball playoff action continued last night in Class 3A District Finals. It was Harlan defeating Glenwood 7-3. Also, Carroll was a 5-3 winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton. ADM beat Saydell 11-3. Other 3A winners yesterday, Benton Van Horn, Bishop Heelan Catholic, Clear Lake, Dallas Center Grimes, Decorah, Western Dubuque, Iowa Falls Alden, Lamar's, Maquoketa, Marion, Pella, Washington, and Williamsburg. They all move into the sub-state finals. In Class 4A sub-state semifinals last night, winners include Cedar Falls, Davenport North, Dubuque Senior, Johnston, Muscatine, Sioux City East, Southeast Polk, and West Des Moines Valley. Those teams all advanced to the sub-state finals. More action tonight. Sub-state finals will be held in Classes 1A and 2A. In Class 1A action tonight, St. Albert will play Trainer this evening. That game at Trainer. Also, Earlham will face Coon Rapids Bayard. That game is at Adel tonight. Other games include Bishop Garrigan of Algona hosting Storm Lake St. Mary's. Lisbon plays Preston at Calamus Wheatland tonight. Also, it's Martinsdale St. Mary's versus Twin Cedars. North Tama plays BGM. Newman Catholic faces Lansing Key. And Lawton Bronson will play Remsen St. Mary's. All those games starting at 7 tonight. In Class 2A sub-state finals, Clarinda plays Kemper Catholic. That game is in Harlan tonight. Also, it'll be Hudson versus North Polk, PCM versus Ogden, Clarion Goldfield playing Forest City, Wapello facing Davis County, Mount Vernon against West Branch, Western Christian facing Alta Aurelia, North Fayette playing Dyersville Beckman. All those games at 7 o'clock tonight. All those winners moving on to the state tournament. Alan Craig hit a bloop RBI single off Brewers closer John Axford to take the lead, and the Cardinals rallied to beat the Brewers 3-2 Monday night. Milwaukee was up 2-0 going into the ninth, but Axford struggled with his control right away, eventually loading the bases with two outs and then giving up a game-tying two-run single to Matt Holliday. Axford then was lifted after he gave up the single to Craig, which dropped softly into shallow left field. Elsewhere in the National League, Arizona beat Cincinnati 5-3, Miami 5-3 over Washington, Colorado beat Pittsburgh 5-4, Houston over San Diego 2-0, and Philadelphia beat the Dodgers 3-2. In the American League, Casper Wells homered and drove in a career-high 5 runs, all of them against Jonathan Sanchez, as Seattle beat up Kansas City 9-4 yesterday. Also in the American League, it was Detroit over L.A. 8-6, the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-3, Boston over Chicago 5-1, Cleveland 3-2 over Tampa Bay, and Minnesota beat up on Baltimore 19-7. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was New Orleans over the Iowa Cubs 6-1. Oklahoma City beat Omaha by a final of 16-6. In other baseball news, Brewers starter Zach Greinke has been scratched from his scheduled start against the St. Louis Cardinals on Wednesday. The 2009 American League Cy Young Award winner has been the subject of trade speculation, but there was no immediate indication that he had been traded or sustained any significant injury. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the Big East has reached an agreement with Syracuse University, allowing the Orange to leave the league a year early for the Atlantic Coast Conference. The school announced last year its intention to join the ACC, but under Big East bylaws, the school needed to serve a 27-month exit period. Instead, the Orange will now be allowed to leave on July 1st of 2013, and they'll pay a fee of $7.5 million to depart. Pro Bowl running backs Ray Rice and Matt Forte weren't thrilled when they were given the franchise designation by their respective teams. Neither player will be under the franchise tag, though. They each accepted multi-year contracts before yesterday's deadline. Rice gets a 5-year, $40 million contract from the Ravens, while Forte accepted a 4-year package with the Bears, which is reported to be worth $32 million, $18 million guaranteed. Also, Jaguars kicker Josh Scobie has been signed to a 4-year contract, reportedly worth $13.8 million. That deal makes him one of the NFL's highest paid kickers. Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma is asking a federal judge for a hearing Thursday on his bid to block his season-long suspension stemming from the NFL's bounty investigation. Vilma's attorneys ask U.S. District Judge Helen Ginger Berrigan to hear their request for a temporary restraining order before the Saints training camp opens on July 23rd. Vilma has said his suspension is without merit and has accused NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell of damaging his reputation and irreparably harming his career. Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant is free on bond after he was arrested on a misdemeanor family violence charge. Bryant turned himself in Monday afternoon to police in the southern Dallas suburb of DeSoto. His attorney says Bryant posted $1,500 bond after learning a warrant had been issued for his arrest. Joe Paterno's family strongly denies the findings of a special investigator who described the late coach as one of four high-ranking university officials who covered up child sex abuse allegations against former assistant Jerry Sandusky. In a statement, the family says they vehemently disagree with the conclusions reached by a team of investigators led by former FBI Director Louis Free. Free's scathing report last week said Paterno and other university officials covered up for Sandusky to avoid bad publicity. It says administrators reversed a decision to report a 2001 encounter between Sandusky and a boy after the athletic director discussed it with Paterno. The family has attorneys reviewing the Free report and says it is absolutely not the last word in the case. The U.S. men's Olympic basketball team found itself trailing 27-17 late in the first quarter Monday night before they rolled to an 80-69 win over Brazil in Washington. LeBron James scored 30 points and helped the U.S. pull away in the final 4 minutes after they led by only 7. And Tiger Woods will play in the same group with Justin Rose and Sergio Garcia in the first two rounds of the British Open that begins Thursday at Royal Lytham. Top-ranked Luke Donald will be grouped with Phil Mickelson and Jeff Ogilvie. Donald is yet to win a major despite his number one world ranking. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.